Are you looking for a new basketball shoe? If so, this is Gary Parrish here to tell you that the New Balance 2-Way V4 features the groundbreaking use of fuel cell technology with fresh foam, creating the ultimate combination of rebound and cushioning. Every step feels explosive and dynamic, and the upper construction features a lightweight textile that's supportive and breathable. So whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the 2-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the 2-Way at newbalance.com.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads. You've got the H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on those dirt trails and kick up some mud. Or the third row seating gets your whole family in to experience the thrill together. The dual wireless charging pads make sure that no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead cell phone. Think about those adventurous activities you can do, like me, taking a ski trip up with the family, maybe going on a camping expedition, anything and everything. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hey there, Gary Parrish. Welcome back to the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast, where we sometimes discuss camel fighting dodo birds and leaky black. Matt Norlander is here with me. You're watching on YouTube, smash the like button like you're Brandon David. You have consent. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to the CBS Sports College Basketball YouTube channel. Also do that while you're here. Let's get into it today. Oh boy, today. Oh, we are continuing our summer shoot-around series that we're doing over a seven-week span. We've already published episodes on Arizona, Arkansas, Baylor, Connecticut, Creighton, Duke, Florida Atlantic, Gonzaga, Houston, Kansas, Kentucky, Marquette, Miami, Michigan State, North Carolina, and Purdue. We're working in alphabetical order, so now we're turning our attention to the S word, San Diego State. Brian Dutcher's Aztecs, my Aztecs, GP's Aztecs, 32-7 last season, 15-3 in the Mountain West, won the league by two games, won the league tournament, got a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament, and that's when things really got interesting. Beat Charleston in the round of 64, beat Furman in the round of 32, beat Alabama in the Sweet 16, beat Creighton in the Elite Eight to make the Final Four for the first time in history. Incredible achievement. But it didn't stop there. Nope. SDSU then beat FAU in the Final Four to advance to the title game against UConn. That got rough. Final score, Huskies 76, Aztecs 59. That's how the best season in San Diego State history ended. Now, three of the top four scorers from that team are back, which is why I have San Diego State ranked 13th in the top 25. And one, we'll see what Norlander thinks about that next. But first, oh, we need to hear a word from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Deadleg. San Diego State, preseason top 15 team. Can you F with it? Or do you say F that?
Well, if you're dialed into this episode, you'll hopefully have listened to our mailbag.
Oh, I hope not.
I certainly hope so, because that was a wonderful episode. It feels like we just did that one. But what I didn't bring up on that episode was that we've got a wonderful listener. Her name's Kathy Kay. She's in Germany. And this woman has sent in a variety of options at the top of the show. Okay? So you could say, do you back it or do you battle it? She got to love it low that she's like, do you rally behind it or do you rule it out? Do you sanction it or do you spit on it?
Whoa, spit on it.
This is what she sent. Do you trust it or do you trash it?
One of us.
Okay. Enough. Do you trust it or do you trash it?
Spit on it.
Do you tolerate it or do you turn it down? What else do we got here? Do you advocate or abstain? She sent in a variety of them. Shouts to Kathy K. We appreciate that. We appreciate the listeners trying to help us out, help GP out with these. Do I F with it or do I say F it? Is that what you came up with this for the San Diego
State?
Yeah,
do you F with it? Like I F with the Aztecs as a top 15 team. Or F that. Aztecs aren't a top 15 team.
I'm going to say, I think I'm going to lean F that. I lean a little.
Oh, you're F-ing that. I F with San Diego State.
Yeah, I might say F that. I did not. As you said this, and you're trying again, he's trying to make him his Aztecs. This, of course, is based on the history where literally the San Diego State fan base unfurled a banner at Viejas Arena that said, what did it say?
I think it said fire Gary Parrish.
I think it said fire Gary Parrish. Yeah, something like that. It exists out there. I do not have it. So now they are your Aztecs. And it said, I think with love, but also with some justice.
You cannot. I made up this quote one time. Let's see if I can get it right.
You made this up. Okay.
Yeah, I made this up. You can't fight hate with hate. You have to fight hate with light.
Okay. Feel like I need your image in black and white and some sort of fuzzy Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's on there in some sort
of. Okay. Did the San Diego State fans wish bad things for me? Yes. But did I fight hate with hate? No. I adopted them as my Aztecs. I Philip Drummond them.
They might have resisted that all the more. But regardless, here we are talking the Aztecs. You mentioned they're coming off the best season in school history. That's true. And they join the likes of, there's a chance you can make the case for Creighton, although it's technically had better seasons, never gone further in the tournament. FAU obviously had the best season in school history. They were another summer shoot-around team that we focused on. Miami is coming off the best season in school history as well. And then, of course, San Diego State. So there have been a number of schools that have not just come off their best seasons in program history, but they are catapulting into the next season with no shortage of optimism and reason to be top 10, 15, 20, 25 level kind of team. San Diego State is one of those teams also coming off of, GP didn't mention this in the lead up. I mean, you've got Lamont Butler hitting the biggest shot in school history and one of I guess it's the only shot in Final Four history. I mentioned this on some shoot around episode. I guess it was the FAU one where It was a do-or-die shot when the ball went up. There have been plenty of buzzer beaters, or not plenty, but there have been some buzzer beaters in Final Fours and national title games that have gone in, but when they've been released, the game was tied. San Diego State, the ball went up, time expired, clock sounded, horn sounded, red light went on, ball's in the air. Doesn't go in, you're going home. Goes in, you're moving on. Lamont Butler hits an absolute biggie. Hit it all but 15, 20 feet in front of where I was sitting there, and it propelled San Diego State to the national title game. I must have mentioned this one or six times in the midst of that Final Four run. This is why I love college basketball, man. It's not, I guess, unthinkable that you could have something like San Diego State, and it is unthinkable on the FAU level, happen in major college football. And I enjoy Division I major college football. I do. But you just don't get San Diego State type stories here. And you know, San Diego State came from practically nothing. You know, I'm not going to completely go down the history of what this program was and what it was built to. But San Diego State fans know. And if you really check out what they did not do up until about the year 2002, 2003, 2004, early the century. And then Steve Fisher built it into a legitimate powerhouse. And Brian Dutcher has been able to now really, he was a longtime assistant there. And now he's got it rolling to where GP's got him top 15 in the country. And they're going to bring back a decent crew. They don't bring back everyone, which is why I said maybe I'm more likely to dismiss top 15 status because they lose the likes of Matt Bradley, who's gone. Nathan Mensah is gone. Kashad Johnson went and transferred to Arizona. He's gone. Those are the three most important players. But they bring back some other key pieces as well. When you see this Aztecs team, your Aztecs, what do you see, GP?
One of the things I remember telling my kids, and I made this up.
Okay.
I said, returning hate for hate multiplies hate. Okay. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
So I invented that. The quote is now changing. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I just had to flesh it out a little bit, you know?
Got it. Yeah.
In fairness, because I know people are going to Google this, some people attribute that to Dr. King. So when you start Googling, if it pops up like, I think that's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Can't trust the internet these days. I invented that. And then I applied it to San Diego State.
Okay.
I think they're going to be terrific. The class of the Mountain West, back-to-back league champions, and compete for a top four seed in the NCAA tournament, which would be better than what they were last year when they were a five seed. I mean, when you've got accomplished, experienced guards like Lamont Butler and Darion Trammell, like that's a great place to start. They get Reese Dixon Waters on the wing. He's a third-year player.
Solid.
I mean, he averaged 10 points per game last season.
Yep.
Pac-12 school.
That's Southern Cal.
Yep.
I think Jaden Ledee probably starts in the middle. He only started one game last season, but he's a fifth-year player, average 8 points, 5 rebounds, 18 minutes per game. His role has to increase, but he's a solid role player. I think that's what you need him to be, a solid role player. And then my little nephew, Micah Parrish.
Of course.
6'6", fourth-year player, 7 points, 3.6 rebounds, 21.5 minutes per game. Again, only started once. So this is where Parrish and Ledee especially are going to have increased roles. You know, they were key members of a Final Four team, but now they need to have increased roles. But I think they'll just be fine. And then here's the thing I don't think anybody's really highlighted. Go to a Final Four. What if I tell you?
Tell me.
Those 30-32 commercials. What if I told you? You ready for this? What if I told you San Diego State, coming off its best season in school history, and then added a fighting camel?
I was wondering if you were going to get this. We got a fighting camel situation going down on
fighting
the left
camel
coast.
Has relocated to San Diego, home of the America's greatest zoo. How do you recruit a fighting camel? You recruit them to the home of America's greatest zoo.
Like we once almost ranked zoos on this podcast. That's another conversation altogether. What's the name of this camel, by the way?
J-Pal.
Love it. J-Pal.
Why would you not want to fight it? Like, buddy, imagine you're another Mountain West Conference school. You're like, San Diego State. Man, Brian's got this thing rocking and rolling, coming off a title game appearance. Damn it. And they added a fighting camel.
I know.
It's tough.
I'm already regretting my...
Oh, by the way, they tried to leave the Mountain West Conference just like in the middle of the summer.
They did. Yeah. I mean, like, we can get into that really briefly here. But that was long expected to be the case. And then the Pac-12 completely folded and San Diego State was not able to get out because, again, sometimes these contracts, they're sticklers. You know, they hold up things. It's why Texas and Oklahoma are not in the SEC yet as much as they would like to be. They are sticking out through the end of what they bargained to be there. So San Diego State not off to the Pac-12. whatever it is, I guess, as we stand now, anything's possible. But from a basketball only perspective, for the purposes of this podcast and this conversation, the Aztecs are sitting quite pretty right now in the Mountain West, because you mentioned it. They're probably going to be the best team in the league. I'm not seeing a team that will challenge them. The question becomes, we'll keep this mostly focusing on San Diego State, but, you know, I think UNLV's got a shot to be number two. Colorado State, I actually happened to speak with Nico Medved about a week ago, and not even for candid coaches. He wasn't even on the roll call this year, but just checked in. He is feeling particularly rosy about his team's prospects this year. I get a sense Nevada will be in there, but I think San Diego State's going to win the league by like two games. I think it'll clear, and what'll be a solid league, and it'll be a multi-bid league, but I don't know. I'd be surprised with what they bring back and what they have there. I'd be surprised if they don't wind up again finishing atop that league. And, you know, San Diego State did it last season. They did it not the season before, but the season before that. And they've rated as the best team 4 years running in the Mountain West. That should be your number five upcoming.
Who wins their league by more games, Gonzaga or San Diego State?
Oh, got to be Gonzaga. That's Gonzaga. Because there's just
the Mount West.
Mary's is good, but that's a good question. You might have duped me. Because Gonzaga is also going to be a tick. It could be better than Gonzaga. That's not impossible to think this year.
You cannot.
You have San Diego State as better than Gonzaga going in. Do you not?
I think I do.
I think that's right.
I do. You you cannot drive out.
That's enough. You can't drive San Diego State out of the Mountain West. That's what we know. Okay. I think Martin Luther King said that back in 68. Okay. I will say Gonzaga wins its league by more games. Mountain West is still good enough, but I would actually take the push. I think it's highly likely they wind up winning by the same amount of games.
The Mountain West does not have a second team as good as St. Mary's. But would you be surprised? How many? Trivia time. How many Mountain West Conference teams are in the top 95 preseason at BartTorvik.com?
We actually had I didn't bring it to the mailbag, but we had someone that had an issue with your referencing of Torvik so much because this listener, apparently the Torvik projections and how many minutes and production some of these players are expected to make don't align with things that coaches have said. So I'm just take it at,
you know what I would tell that person? Here's, if I were talking to that person, brought that to me, I would tell them to mind their own damn business.
Well, it was sent in as an email question for the mailbag, but I didn't put it in.
But I don't know if you've heard, you cannot drive out darkness with darkness.
I thought you were going to bring up the data sorting. How many teams are in the top? What? 90?
I wish you could drive out darkness with darkness, though. Wouldn't that be easier?
I'm going to say,
God, that'd be easier.
It feels like a leading question. But Mount West is good. You know what? I'll say there are four teams in the top 90. If you said top 90, I forget.
I found the Mountain West Conference's biggest hater. It's dead leg.
Is it eight? I don't know.
It's
I said
eight.
Four. Is it really? It's eight?
Eight. Name them.
Okay, sure. You've got SDSU, Nevada, Colorado State, Boise. That's four. New Mexico would be five. There's three more. Who have I? UNLV is six. UNLV is six. Sorry about the phone call. I don't know if that came through.
You cannot drive out ringtones with ringtones.
That's six. I'm a six for six, I assume. What? And good God. That's enough.
Come on, Nico.
It's Nico Medved calling.
Yeah, of course it is.
Calling right now. He knows we're talking about him. I'm six for six. So San Jose State, are they in there?
89th.
Are they really? So that's seven. So I don't think it's Air Force. And who am I missing?
The one you haven't named is 95th.
Oh, okay. So not Air Force. Let's see. Mountain West. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Fresno State.
Fresno State's not in the top 95.
Okay.
Rodney Terry ain't walking through that
Wyoming?
Door. Wyoming is not in the top 95.
Yeah, so who am I missing? I didn't think it'd be Wyoming.
Utah State.
Oh, come on, Matt. That's a terrible job.
Utah terrible State. Job. Eight Mountain West Conference teams are in the top 95 at Torbic. Eight. All right?
Yeah.
How many Big East teams do you think are in the top 95 at Torbic?
Since you teed it up like this, I'll say seven.
Eight.
Okay.
Basically, the Big East and the Mountain West are the same leagues.
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
That's what people are saying within the industry.
Within
that's the word within the industry.
The word within the industry is the Mountain West and the Big East. They're equal powers. That's equal right. Conferences that's of right. equal strength. Yes.
Just for some context, A-10 has five. The American has three.
That's bad. Three.
Three in the top 95. Florida Atlantic, Memphis, UAB. West Coast Conference only has two. Gonzaga, St. Mary's.
Yeah.
But the Mountain West has eight.
What's the Pac-12
Mountain West got? Is on the come up.
What's the Pac-12 got?
More. I looked it up. That's the first place I looked.
You were just sorting all sorts of data.
I've been sorting data all week.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
I know. I gotcha. This is not a mailbag episode. These are quick. So you got anything else, or should we do this schedule rundown?
Yeah, I think I've said everything I need to say.
Okay. The non-conference schedule, surprisingly enough, has not been released by San Diego State yet. They have released their conference schedule. That is an unusual move. But here's who we know SDSU is playing. They're going to open against Fullerton. They're going to play at BYU on November 10th. That's a good game. They're going to host Stanford. They're in the Continental Tire main event. I know you already knew that. They're going to play St. Mary's, and then they'll play either Xavier or Washington. Side note, SDSU and St. Mary's have played 12 times in 20 years. This is a frequent rival, if you will. They're going to play Cal in late November in San Juan Capistrano down in just south of LA. Sure. And they're at Gonzaga on December 29th. They've got a few more to fill in, but I'm going to lean on those all being by game type games. So BYU, Stanford, St. Mary's, and either Xavier Washington, Cal, and at Gonzaga. I won't bog you down with the conference schedule. There's plenty of competition there. All that said, I think I'm teeing you up because I'm going to set the over under at 23.5, which I think is fair. Now this might indicate that, you know, I'm not all in on SDSU being top 15 material, but I'll say 23.5 wins for the Aztecs heading into the Mountain West Conference tournament in Vegas. What's that record going to be?
I only heard I only heard two non-league losses.
Two non-league losses, of course.
And then in the league, they were 15-3 last season. I think the
That's,
but there's eight top 95 teams.
Going 15-3.
15-3 seems tough. I'm going to go 16-4 in the league. So I've got six losses, 31 minus six, 25. 25 wins for my Aztecs heading into the Mountain West Conference Tournament.
Let me see what they did last year. I think that's what they were last year. Last year they were 24. Oh, they must have lost. Did they lose a game to COVID? 24-6. They played 30 games. Got them. COVID.
You cannot fight out COVID with COVID.
Okay. Stop. Stop this. All right. It is 25-6. I can't believe the ridiculous turns this show takes sometimes. You've got them at 25-6. That they would take that instantly. I'm going to go 23-8. I'll go 23-8.
Found San Diego State's biggest hater.
It ain't on this show. I guarantee you can find
the West Conference's biggest hater. It's Dead Leg.
I'm not even remotely close to the biggest San Diego State hater. All right. I'll say 23-8. They're easily back in the tournament. They win the Mountain West.
Tell it to the show.
The show shouts to the show. And that's your San Diego State preview.
The show tried to get me fired on TV.
I know it did. It did. It really did. But you know what? You stood tall. You stood strong. Well, I don't know about stood tall, but you stood strong.
I stood strong
and you made it happen.
I stood short, but I did stand strong.
You did. One last takeaway from here on SDSU. It's a pretty cool story to see that Dutcher, who waited a long time to get this job, has been able to come in and have a tournament level team in five of his 6 years. The one team year he didn't go was 19. They won 21 games that year anyway. They would have been, San Diego State would have been that two seed in that COVID year. You can't fight COVID with COVID.
That's what I'm.
And, you know, five seed last year, they go to the national title game, which is just an awesome, awesome, awesome story, man. Just they were one win away from winning the whole damn thing. They had some one and dones previously under Dutcher. This last season was actually the first time they'd actually won a game in the tournament. But he's making it work there, and I think that no matter if San Diego State's going to remain in the Mountain West or if there's some amalgamation of whatever the Pac-4 is, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there, but the program is set up to thrive in men's hoops. Dutcher seems to be the right guy for the long term. He's doing a wonderful job there, and let's see if we can get, you know, if Tramell really, really, like, does Tramell grow into a top 15 guard in the country? I don't know. I think he's got potential to do so. Lamont Butler, can he grow into one of the more predominant scorers and make a big jump after scoring, you know, eight and change last season? Those things will need to happen. I think they can happen. And San Diego State's got a nice balance here of the league schedule will be challenging. And it's not like super appealing non-league, but they didn't go out and schedule easy, easy, easy. Like, they got to go to BYU. Stanford should be better. They're going to get St. Mary's and either Xavier or Washington, like, and they're at Gonzaga. Like, there's definitely enough there. We'll be talking about the Aztecs plenty in November and December, primarily because they are my Aztecs. We buried the lead on that show. But, yeah, they should be headed for yet another NCAA tournament and doing just well under Dutcher.
Coaches who have been promoted, their assistants at a school, head coach retires, they get promoted to a head coach for the first time. Who's better than Brian Dutcher? 6 years, four NCAA tournaments, would be 5-6, but 2020 was canceled. Three Mountain West Conference titles, three Mountain West Conference tournament titles, 2023 Final Four, 2023 title game. Who's better than Brian Dutcher? I'll give you some options. Mark Few.
Yeah, and Tom
Izzo. Yeah. John Shire?
Too soon.
Oh, it's too soon for John Shire.
Way too soon. Come on.
Okay. Man. But, like, can we agree Brian Dutcher's on the short list of greatest assistants to ever be promoted?
Yeah.
On their own bench to a head coach for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not many people have ever done it better than Brian Dutcher.
Like, you gotta be there.
I've been joking around almost like for 24 minutes now.
It's the best.
But I'm serious about that. He's like, if you are Syracuse and you've just done this, or you are any other school that does this, you are hoping that it goes as well for you as it has gone for San Diego State with Brian Dutcher.
I agree. Let's roll.
Shouts, Devin Downey. Shouts to Chester, South Carolina. Shouts to Huck. Shouts to Larnell. Thank you guys once again for listening and watching Ion College Basketball Podcast. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe anywhere you subscribe to podcasts, including Apple and Spotify. Rate it, review it, leave a comment. More of us than there are of them. That needs to be reflected in the comments. You cannot drive out darkness with darkness.
Can you drive out COVID with darkness?
I don't think so.
No.
But I've never thought about it.
Yeah.
I wish you could drive out darkness with darkness. And I'm not willing to give up on that, by the way. I think maybe you can someday. I think maybe we'll get back to that, driving out darkness with darkness. But we'll see, you know? It's a crazy world out there.
What's our next episode, GP? Oh, by the way, man, I wanted to mention this off the top. I might pre-record something off the top too. Go and bid. This episode, when it goes, this is the last one. The bidding for the bonus episode ends Friday. You're listening to this episode on Wednesday. When we do the Friday episode, I mean, technically you could listen to that in the morning. There'll still be a few hours left, so this is technically the penultimate one. But please go and bid. As it was discovered on the Tuesday mailbag show, it's not just that if the winning bid gets to $1,000, we're going to do a private. It was FaceTime originally. I think we're going to do a Zoom. Zoom is just much more practical. If it gets to $1,500, Gary Parrish is going to fire up the old StreamYard.
No.
Okay.
It has to be $1,500 totally separate for a Fornelli podcast. But not me and Fornelli. Just me talking about Fornelli for 20 minutes. Yeah, totally separate. Somebody wants me to talk about Tom Fornelli for 20 minutes. It will cost them $1,500.
Tom Fornelli has an eBay auction bid through St. Jude. We have this whole CBS Sports alignment with St. Jude, which is wonderful. And one of the auction bids right now is a private Zoom call with Tom Fornelli.
That's not what I'm offering.
And that's going for like $255. You think you can get this to $1,500? You're out of your mind.
Tom Fornelli will not be involved. The ghost of Tom Fornelli will not be involved. This is strictly me talking about Tom Fornelli for 20 minutes.
There you go. Please go bid. It's in the description of this episode on this YouTube page. We're trying to raise money for St. Jude, and we want to do the bonus episode on a school we haven't discussed yet. I've said my piece. I think that's the show.
You cannot drive out Tom Fornelli with Tom Fornelli. Only light can do that.
And the Indiana Hoosiers.
And the Indiana Hoosiers. St. John's is up next. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.